Water from the Neuse River has receded along Neuse Street in the historic section of downtown. Now, waterlogged furniture, insulation, and debris line both sides of the road. For resident Rob Overman, it's the worst flooding he's seen since he moved to New Bern 30 years ago.
We are very fortunate. For whatever reason, we're probably the only house in the 200 block of New Street that didn't flood. Just the right mix of height, location, luck.
The water came up underneath his home and soaked the ductwork and insulation. He says it completely flooded his garage and ruined the air conditioning system. One of his neighbors, who was out of the state, had 4 feet of water in their home.
In a more normal storm, if there is such a thing, it's usually a week of prep and a week of cleaning up. I think this cleanup will go for months. Some of these houses probably will have to be raised. At the very minimum, they've got to come in and cut out the interior walls and cabinetry and... Yeah, and it's going to be a long process, unfortunately.
Only a couple of blocks away, David Udy from Raleigh was picking up debris and cleaning up the garage in his family's seventh-generation home on East Front Street.
This is a freak storm that I think that just kept pushing the sound all the way to New Bern. The sound came to New Bern.
While the garage and basement flooded, Udy says the water was only 2 inches from getting inside. He says that's the highest the water has ever come since the house was built.
It's never, at least in our 150 years of old history, ever happened before.
Before the storm, Udy decided to evacuate Raleigh with his elderly father. His two brothers from Asheville and Morehead City decided to stay in the home and ride out the storm.
My brother called me and said, "Your boat's crashing into the house." And I said, "Leave the boats there. Let them crash into the house. I don't care. You're going to get killed." Well, they went out here and tied the boats up anyway. The car started floating around in the yard, so they had to get ropes and dive down and tie ropes around the axle and to keep things from floating off.
While many of the people who live on East Front Street decided to evacuate during Florence, New Bern resident Lee Johnson decided to stay.
The storm experience was hellacious. It was really frightening, like nothing I've ever seen.
All through the night, Johnson communicated with his wife through a text message sent every 2 hours to tell her he was safe. Johnson spent the entire night moving family heirlooms and personal items to the second floor of his house, just in case water entered his home.
As the water began to crest higher and higher out here at the Neuse, and my house is just across the street from the Neuse, the waves came crashing in. These weren't little white caps. These were big waves breaking in, and they were slapping up against the side of my house constantly for hours. Bam, 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 bam.
Finally, when the storm subsided, Johnson surveyed the damage. A stone wall on the side of the house collapsed in two places. His basement flooded, and a section of the foundation wall under his home was damaged by the waters.
The water came as high as here.
So what is that, probably?
11 feet. My house is rated 11 feet, just over 11 feet.
Johnson considers himself lucky that no water entered his home. Other homeowners on East Front Street weren't so fortunate. Some people had 2 to 4 feet of water in their homes. Two motorboats and a yacht washed up during the storm, and the roof of a garage is now laying in the middle of Linden Street. Most of the residents on East Front Street have yet to return home since evacuating before the storm. Others, who lost most of their belongings, were too distraught to be interviewed. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.